Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Jamie.
Darren, it must be that time of year because we're talking toy drives and food drives. It's that time of year.
We are. Remembrance Day is done, so now it's time to get into the Christmas season.
That's right. So we've got 4 weeks of drives happening starting this Saturday. So what's happening for this Saturday?
So this Saturday, we're going to be kicking off our Stuff a Cruiser campaign in the town of St. Mary's at the Canadian Tire for our annual toy drive for St. Mary's.
All right, and you'll be on hand from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Again, this is the first of 4 weeks coming up. Toy drive for this Saturday, St. Mary's Canadian Tire. Great location for that. And how does it work for Stuff the Cruiser?
Come to the Canadian Tire. You buy a toy within the store or bring a toy. It doesn't have to be from Canadian Tire. That's just where we're at. But if you bring a toy, you just stuff it in our cruiser. And then at the end of the day, all of those toys go to the Salvation Army and stay within the community of St. Mary's and are served by the Salvation Army of St. Mary's.
Perfect. And again, the idea is sort of new unwrapped toys, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. It is new unwrapped toys. We want to be able to provide a great experience for all kids in our community. So we're looking for anything for kids from infancy to teenage years.
Yes.
And a lot of times those teenagers do get forgotten, but it's nice to be able to help them feel special and wanted as well.
And it's a great community drive, again, with Stratford Police Service. So thank you so much for doing something like this. Again, the first toy drive is coming up this Saturday. That's November 18th at St. Mary's Canadian Tire. And that'll be 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. And Darren, I know we've chatted about this in the past, but especially with these toy drives, they're near and dear to your heart because you've often been overwhelmed by the response from the community.
Every year, Jamie, I'm overwhelmed. It's incredible. And I know that it's a lot to ask. Everybody's kind of struggling with inflation and with cost of living right now, but it's nice if any and every little bit makes a difference.
So yeah.
If you can come out and support this initiative, it would be wonderful because we do want to help everybody within our community.
Exactly. So that's the first one. Then we've got another toy drive back in Stratford, if you will, for Saturday, November 25th.
Yeah, so the next weekend on Saturday, November 25th, we'll be at Walmart in Stratford. And the toys from that date get split up between the House of Blessing and the Salvation Army, but they all stay here in Stratford as well. So it serves all the Stratford families and who are supported by those agencies.
And I know places like Salvation Army and Stratford House of Blessing, with the House of Blessing and Salvation Army both setting up their Christmas programs, this makes a world of difference.
Oh, it absolutely does make a big, big difference. And again, like, it's overwhelming the response that we get at these toy drives, and it's wonderful to see the generosity that our community members have.
Okay, so that's the first 2 weeks with the toy drive. Then it switches to a food drive as we get into December.
Yeah, so it's a busy 4 weeks. So we're doing a couple of toy drives, and then we're on to our food drives. And these are really important because we want to make sure that those pantry shelves are full at the House of Blessing and, again, at the Salvation Army. So on December 2nd, I'm going to be at Zaire's with the House of Blessing and collecting food at that location.
And that's Zaire's Stratford, you bet.
Yes, Zaire's in Stratford. We're going to be there from 10 till 2 again.
And again, that's for Saturday, December 2nd, and you're looking for, now you can really look for all types of food, if you will. It doesn't necessarily have to be just canned goods, if you will.
No, and honestly, those fresh goods are really welcome things to be provided.
Yeah, and then the following week, that for Saturday, December 9th, we're swinging back into St. Mary's.
Yep, we're swinging back into St. Mary's, and I'm going to be at the independent grocer supporting the Salvation Army in St. Mary's again. So again, looking for anything and everything from the grocery store to help fill the pantry at the Salvation Army to help support those families.
And it's a good point you mentioned, you know, when we think of Christmas, of course, we're thinking of toys, and who doesn't think of toys? But sometimes, you know, we forget about the food drives that are necessary at this time of year because the pantries kind of get low and sometimes get forgotten about, if you will.
Yeah, they do. And I think it's really important to remember that the items donated at this time, other than the fresh goods, will be able to stay on those pantry shelves for months coming forward to continue to support those families as they go through the winter.
Yeah, through the winter and into the new year as well. And again, you know, as we've touched on here with these drives going on, toy drives in Stratford and St. Mary's, food drives in St. Mary's and Stratford, these items, be it the toys or the food, is helping out our community. This is our community helping each other right here.
It absolutely is. And it's wonderful that everybody's able to come together, whether it's in Stratford or St. Mary's or the surrounding area. It's great to see the community support that we always provide.
Right here in Perth County. County. You bet. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Again, we'll post the links and details for the upcoming schedule for both the toy drives. Again, toy drive Saturday, November 18th, St. Mary's Canadian Tire. Saturday, November 25th, toy drive at Walmart Stratford. Saturday, December 2nd, is the food drive in Zaire Stratford. And then Saturday, December 9th, food drive at the Independent Grocer in St. Mary's. So, Darren, you and Stratford Police Service have a busy couple of weeks coming up.
And it's a lot of dates to remember, a lot of times to remember, but just know that if you're going out to the store in the next upcoming weeks, yeah, we'll likely be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service, thanks so much for this, and thank you to Stratford Police Service for all that you do.
No, thank you, Jamie.